Hi there, kids. I'm Tammy Tonsil, and I'm Uncle Bob's Nature Corner guest today.
Welcome to Nature Corner, Tammy Tonsil.
Thank you, Uncle Bob.
Now, which tonsil are you? I have two of you, you know.
I'm your right one.
Okay, that means Tina's on the left side.
You've got it.
I hear you have a date tonight.
Yes, we both do, in fact.
Oh, no kidding. What's happening?
The doctor said he's taking us out tonight.
Oh, Tammy Tonsil.
I thought you'd like that one, Uncle Bob.
Sure enough. Tammy Tonsil, the boys and girls want to know about you.
All right, kids. Well, as you know, the Creator put two of them near the back of your mouth.
Right, on each side of my throat.
Yes.
What do they look like?
Little pinkish-white sacks, about the size of a peanut shell.
And if the boys and girls look into a mirror and say, ah, they'll see them on each side.
Unless, of course, the doctor took them out.
Right. Tammy Tonsil, why did the Creator God put you in my mouth?
Two reasons, Uncle Bob.
Okay, let's hear them, Tam.
Number one, to keep you from dying when you were a baby. And number two, to kill germs when you get older.
Are you telling me that if I didn't have you when I was a baby, I would have died?
Yes, after you were 6 months old.
Why would I have died after I was 6 months old?
Because for the first 6 months, a baby is protected from diseases and germs by the antibodies it got from its mother's body while it was in her tummy.
Oh, I see, and that protection lasts for only 6 months after the baby's born.
You're right, and then those antibodies wear out.
And the baby has to make some of his own, or he'll die.
Exactly right, Uncle Bob. That's what I do for the baby.
The baby's tonsils make these germ fighters, these special antibodies that fight diseases, then.
That's the job of us tonsils during the first 6 months of the baby's life.
All right, Tammy Tonsil. Let's imagine that we have a little newborn baby. Now, like you said, he has his mommy's disease-fighting antibodies in him. But how does he make his own?
Uncle Bob, Christ the Creator caused his mother's antibodies to flow into the little baby's tonsils during those first few months of life.
What do they do in there, Tammy?
Well, all these antibodies from his mommy that can fight diseases and germs get to meet the baby's white cells in his tonsils.
They get to know one another.
Yeah, real well, in fact, Uncle Bob. So much so that the baby's white cells become just like those antibodies.
Okay, I think I'm getting it now, Tammy Tonsil. Then what happens to these special white cells in the baby's tonsils?
Well, the Lord causes them to flow through the baby's bloodstream, see? And they travel to the long arm and leg bones where millions of identical white cells are made.
Oh, I see now, Tammy. So do the boys and girls. The marrow in the long bones makes carbon copies of those little white cells that were in the baby's tonsils.
That's right. And the long bones make sure that they put all the special information about diseases and germs in those white cells, too.
Yes, the same information that those first white cells brought from the baby's tonsils, what they learned from the mommy's antibodies.
Then the long bones pour millions of these new white cells into the baby's bloodstream every minute.
Now, this is happening during the first 6 months of the baby's life?
Yes, and it's ready to operate when the baby is 6 months old.
Oh, super. Just the time that the mother's protection wears out.
Perfect timing, isn't it?
Oh, perfect Creator, Tammy Tonsil.
Ah, the Son of God's wonderful, isn't he?
Really. He designed you two tonsils to build the baby's immunity system. Without you, the baby would most certainly get sick and die.
So that's the first and probably most important job of us tonsils, Uncle Bob.
Now, Tammy Tonsil, that job is all over for you tonsils after the baby has made his own disease and germ fighters, right?
Right. That part is all done. We tonsils started the ball rolling. Now the long bones keep it going.
So now, Tammy, after the baby has grown to be, about a year old, what good are you and your companion?
We tonsils team up to spy out and kill any germs in the baby's bloodstream.
Oh, really? How do you do that?
In us tonsils, the intelligent Creator put lots of these germ-fighting white cells, and before those bad germs get a chance to go anyplace else, they gotta travel through us first.
So you guys are the first fellows to spy out the germs in my bloodstream.
Yes, we are. Your tonsils are called the first line of defense.
They catch the bugs and germs first.
That's right.
Okay, what do they do with them?
Well, these special tonsil white cells chew them and eat as many as they can get as the blood flows through us.
I see. So that means some of those germs are dead now.
Right, because the white cells swallowed them.
What happens to the white cells?
Those white cells died with the germs, but there'll be more made.
I see. They don't just stay inside of you guys dead, do they, Tammy?
No, they go right through us and hang on the outside of us.
You mean that the dead white cells stick to the outside of the tonsils?
Yes.
What happens then?
Well, when you swallow, like when you're drinking or eating, that rubs those dead cells off of us, and you swallow them down your tummy.
And what happens there?
Your strong stomach acid breaks them up and sends them out of your body as waste material.
I understand. Now, Tammy, when you and your companion are fighting these germs, don't you often swell up?
Yes, we swell up because all the germs we've killed that pass through us.
They're just piling up in there.
Right.
Now, is that why my throat turns red sometimes?
Sure is. In fact, your throat turns red really before you get sick. That's proof that we're the first guys to spy out the germs.
But why does my throat turn red?
Because the skin of your throat really acts like millions of other tiny tonsils, Uncle Bob.
No kidding. The white cells in my throat skin also capture germs and kill them too?
That's right. And the redness means there's a war going on in there.
Mm-hmm. No wonder it's sore, Tammy.
Well, sometimes when kids get older, my tonsils get worked a little too hard and they get infected.
Yes, that's called tonsillitis, isn't it?
Yes. And if the boy or girl gets tonsillitis too many times in a year, the doctor will want to take us out, and not on a date either.
I understand that, Tammy. But now these germ fighters are gone if the doctor takes them out.
40% of them are gone, Uncle Bob. But 60% of the germ fighters are still left in their throat.
Oh, sure, that's right. That special skin in the back of their throat acts just like a lot of little tiny tonsils.
You've got it.
Tammy Tonsil, I've learned a lot about you today.
The boys and girls probably see how great their creator is now, right?
Right, really, Tam. Just like Romans 1:20 says.
What's that?
It says, since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power, and his divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood by what has been made. So now, people are without excuse.
Whoa, that says a lot, Uncle Bob.